So we are now on, you have managers on watch list.
So the watch list has historically been incorporated into the consultant's quarterly report. Given the ramp up here, we took it to a staff level memo this time around. So we have the current watch list status for three managers on watch coming into this quarter, Nogales, Kimco, and DBL. Highlighted staff recommendation for a discussion item on Nogales, which I will temper that recommendation with some additional information here. And then to keep Kimco and DBL on watch. Essentially it's a status quo recommendation here. On Nogales, there was a philosophical discussion of our limited partnerships best served by staying on watch in perpetuity. I know the board has hashed this out on several occasions. It's something philosophically we need to come to a better solution than what we have currently. We don't have to do it today. But just keep in mind that keeping a manager on watch in perpetuity doesn't really serve the board's interest. If there's nothing you can change, and you have an appetite to sell it on the secondary market. There almost needs to be what we colloquially call the permanent penalty box. It's no longer on watch. We're not going to sell what we have. We're just not going to do any further business. So it's a separate category there. The reason I'm tempering this on the Gallows is we received additional information that they're actually looking to sell the final asset in the next couple of months. The end is in sight. Probably another year out, but a year from this summer, by the time we wrap everything up, but the end is in sight on that one. And the reason we're recommending is PIMCO stay on watch for personnel changes is there has been one additional change since the last update, since Jay and Stephanie were here last meeting. One of the six CIOs will be leaving. It's the equity CIO. So we talked about, you know, what's going to happen to PIMCO, and we've been pretty candid with the board about it's going to shrink to a much smaller organization, probably pull the horns in, focus on core competencies. PIMCO announced that they're going to liquidate a couple of the equity strategies, the deep value strategies that they launched in 07, 08. I looked at my team for guidance on that one, but it was a foray into some of these, and Virginie Mazenouf came on board relatively recently to oversee that. I think they're looking at this and saying we need to focus on the bond portfolios, on where we're actually getting traction. They're going to unwind some of those equity strategies, not stocks plus, not things that are using equity futures and a bond portfolio behind them that we have, but the things that were actual deep value equities. They were very, very small. So Virginie Mazenouf is going to stay while they're unwound, and when they're unwound, she will be leaving. So it's a personnel change. It's not directly applicable to anything we're doing with PIMCO, but we're going to recommend that stay on watch.
Yeah, and the weird thing about it was it occurred, it was widely reported, you know, it hit the journal only days after we were here talking about PIMCO. And, of course, the teaser headline was, you know, big changes at PIMCO, and go ahead and read the article. And I found out it's the equity piece. They were flapping their wings, and then they're going to kind of trim that back. But the timing on that was a little odd relative to them being here, and I don't know whether it's probably something they couldn't discuss anyway.
I had a discussion with certain individuals at PIMCO the night before the news hit, and they were not aware of it. So, I mean, it was...
Okay, yeah. I mean, I gave them the benefit of the doubt, large benefit, just because I figured that kind of thing is just not something you can freely talk about. But, you know, we're all sitting here, and each of us, in our own way, ask questions like, you know, anything else we need to know?
Right.
Any surprises on the horizon? Everybody, you know, get the statue face, and nobody says anything because they can't.
Yeah, and I think, you know, just generally, look at the trends. I mean, we could see the potential wind down to other smaller strategies. We could see the potential departure of people who are more ancillary to the core of the business. I fully expect that will happen, and those should not come as surprises to this board, when and if they do. What we're looking at is the core idea generation group remaining together. So the five fixed income CIOs, one of those leaves, that's a big event. Head of one of the subdivisions leaves, that's a big event. Executive management leaves, that's a big event. The equity piece that never really got traction.
Right. Like, well, in the article, it's much said that. You just had to read thoughtfully the entire thing to get to that punchline.
Yeah.
That it really wasn't a big deal. They just it made it sound like a big deal.
It's a wonderful headline and a relatively modest event for the organization relative to everything that's happened in the preceding 9 months.
Got it. Okay.
Now, DBL, we have them on watch for personnel changes. We say keep them on watch. Their annual meeting is coming up in 2 weeks.
Yeah, soon.
Let's get through that, and if everything looks stable, we can readdress it after that point in time.
Any other indicators on DBL? Any other indicators on DBL beyond what we know? Is there anything?
For personnel changes?
Yeah, any updates or anything? No.
So, the recommendation from staff is take no action on the watch list at this point in time.
So moved.
Second.
I don't think you can move, but no changes.
Okay, so the stay where we are does not require a motion. Reading? Good.
Status quo.
Okay, so we are moving to item number 6.